Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, Climate and Community continues the conversation about plug-in solar in Maine, with the Climate to Thrive's outgoing and incoming Manager of Community Energy Policy and Planning.
I am Beth Woolfolk. I am now the Director of Maine Policy and Engagement for the Post Road Foundation. I was the Manager of Renewable Energy Planning and Policy for Climate to Thrive while I was working on the plug-in solar bill.
My name is Naomi Albert, and I'm the Manager of Community Energy Planning and Policy at Climate to Thrive.
In this segment, Naomi and Beth will share more about why Mainers will benefit from plug-in solar and what to expect in the coming months and years following the passage of this legislation.
We're really excited about the potential for plug-in solar to reach renters as well as people who don't have great access to financing that would allow them to do a traditional rooftop solar system or don't have a suitable roof for solar, or even folks who might not stay in their home long enough to see the payback period for rooftop solar materialize. There is the portable aspect to these systems where if you are moving, you can take it with you. And then they also have a lower upfront cost. And so this will really increase the accessibility to these systems. The other point is the potential to do group purchasing programs. And so a large amount of the current cost of these systems is the cost of transportation because the market is not yet as mature in the United States. And so once these systems are available in Maine, we're really excited to organize group purchasing programs so that communities can pool together their purchasing power to get discounts on systems. We also hope that we can facilitate the process of community members accessing an electrician to help them install these systems. So stay tuned for updates on that.
Beth and Naomi went on to share more about the financial benefits of owning a plug-in solar unit.
Plug-in solar has the potential, according to the Office of the Public Advocate, to save ratepayers up to $388 a year with current electricity prices. As electricity prices continue to increase, the savings will also increase as well.
There is a range of the current costs for plug-in solar systems. However, based on current prices, you might see a plug-in solar system pay for itself through reducing your electricity bills in just over 3 years. We would love to see additional incentives for plug-in solar at some point in the future. And as the market continues to mature in the United States, we anticipate that the cost of these kits will continue to fall.
Not only do these systems offer savings from rising electricity prices, but they can also be used to optimize the reduction of your home's emissions.
We need all the clean energy we possibly can on the grid. And so these plug-in solar systems allow for not just the solar arrays, but also backup batteries, which allows people to have more flexibility in their energy use than they typically would otherwise. And so with that plug-in battery soaking up any excess clean energy that array is producing that maybe isn't used immediately behind the meter, people can pull from that during periods when fossil fuels are powering the grid instead of wind or sun. And so in that way, it offers two ways to reduce fossil fuel emissions by one, just using that clean energy as it comes off the array, and then two, pulling from the battery to time electricity use with clean energy.
Naomi chimed in, sharing her perspective on how these plug-in solar units can ensure that homeowners or renters are accessing clean energy.
These kits can offset a household's electricity use by as much as 20%. It depends on the size of the system and also the electricity use of the household. And it's a good way to know that you are accessing clean energy. Other ways of accessing solar, like buying a community solar subscription, don't have quite the same amount of transparency in knowing that what you're accessing is renewable energy, because often in a community solar subscription, the renewable energy credits for the electricity you are purchasing is being sold elsewhere. So if someone else is already claiming the environmental attributes of that power, of course, this depends on the community solar farm. But with plug-in solar, you know that you are actually getting renewable energy that's not being claimed by someone else to meet their climate goals. And so it's a really good way of having transparent access to clean energy, as is rooftop solar.
Well, passing this legislation on plug-in solar was a huge win for renewable energy in 2026. This is the first step in a longer process. Our law requires that plug-in solar systems must be certified to meet safety standards before they can be plugged into main homes. Because these standards are so new, we are not aware of any systems that have earned the certification required by Maine law yet. While you may see plug-in solar kits advertised online, it's important to wait until certified systems that are listed as certified in accordance with UL 3700 become available. While plug-in solar has been safely used in Europe for years, with hundreds of thousands of systems in Germany, these new safety standards ensure compatibility with home electrical wiring in the United States. The good news is that manufacturers have already started the certification process. Be on the lookout for UL-listed or certified products as early as next year. A Climate to Thrive will stay up to date on this process and is excited to support Mainers in accessing this new opportunity to be a part of the clean energy transition while also saving money on your electricity bill. To learn more about plug-in solar, visit A Climate to Thrive's website at aclimatetothrive.org and reach out to us if you're interested in getting involved or would like to learn more.
This has been Climate and Community with A Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.